Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It took 3 years, but the truth has finally come out. Kim Davis and Liberty Counsel were telling the truth regarding a visit that she had with Pope Francis, and she walked right into a tornado, apparently, that was swirling within the Catholic Church over the issue of homosexuality. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. 3 years ago, during the Labor Day weekend, Kim Davis was in prison. She spent 6 days in prison because she, as a Kentucky County clerk, refused to lend her name, title, and authority to a marriage license that conflicted with God's definition of marriage. The Supreme Court had issued a 5-4 opinion at the end of June, and it ultimately targeted people like Kim Davis. After she was released from prison, the very first day at work, I received a call from some Catholic officials indicating that Pope Francis wanted to meet with Kim Davis. And Matt, the whole sequence of situation began after that, in which it led to a September 24 meeting of Kim Davis at the Vatican Embassy in Washington, D.C., with Archbishop Vigano, who is what at the time the nuncio. He is the representative in the United States of the Catholic Church in America, and also Pope Francis. After he got back on the plane, we were then authorized to release the information. Pope Francis landed in Rome after his visit in the United States, and we released the information, and Matt, a firestorm broke out in the media and within the Catholic Church, particularly their press office, over the meeting of Kim Davis with Pope Francis.
And now Archbishop Vigano and others, they have confirmed what we have said all along, that she had a private, Kim Davis had a private audience with the Pope. He encouraged her, told her to stand firm and keep fighting the good fight and so forth. And the left, they went nuts and they started attacking the Pope and the Vatican and the Catholic Church. And so at the time, they started changing their tune a little bit. They came out with disinformation to try to distract from the reality that the Pope had invited Kim Davis to a meeting.
I mean, he even gave her like 2 rosaries, didn't he, during their
right.
time? Had a private time of encouragement. The truth will always prevail, let's put it that way.
What we didn't know at the time, Kim Davis is not a Catholic. Her mom is and dad are Catholic. She's not Catholic. She's an evangelical Protestant. We are not Catholics. So we didn't initiate this. Wouldn't have even been on our radar
right.
to
they
think about
you,
this meeting.
Right?
They
yeah.
called us. They reached out to us because Kim Davis had become a worldwide recognized name and an individual, although she didn't want to be in this situation, who was the symbol of the conflict worldwide of the collision between religious liberty and the same-sex marriage / LGBT agenda. The first person in the United States to actually spend time in jail over your religious beliefs. And so the Catholic Church reached out to us and they wanted to have the meeting. So when Kim Davis and I and some other Liberty Counsel staff were in Washington, D.C. at the Value Voter Summit, it is when we ultimately had the meeting with the Pope. And it was Kim Davis and her husband that was in the private meeting. I chose to stay at the hotel until she returned. And at the time, when it came out in the media, there was a firestorm. What we didn't realize at the time, and you can now see it more clearly today, is that within the Catholic Church worldwide, there was a huge controversy brewing that we had walked into unknowingly. And the controversy was this. There was a family synod that was to take place within 2 weeks, maybe 10 days, after the Pope returned to Rome from his U.S. visit. And in that family synod, the questions of homosexuality were to be addressed. within the Catholic Church, what we now know is that there are people that are referred to as the Lavender Mafia or the St. Galen's Mafia. There are certain people within the church, high-level, high-ranking individuals, that wanted to change and still want to change the church's teaching on homosexuality and even same-sex marriage. And the narrative of the Pope meeting with Kim Davis ran counter to their agenda and their narrative, and so they pushed back. And even though the Pope and his ultimate high-level handlers arranged the meeting and initiated the meeting, then what ultimately happened to placate that faction within the Catholic Church, the Holy See's PR office, as it's called, with Father Lombardi in Rome and Father Rosica in Canada, who's the English translator of the Latin version of what comes out of Rome, they began to spin the story. First, they didn't comment. Then when they did comment, they said, well, it wasn't a private meeting. If there was a meeting with Kim Davis, she must have been in a long line of people in a big crowd, and she was just one of a lot of people that ultimately was able to greet the Pope. We said, no, it was a private meeting. There was a group meeting going on at the same time. She wasn't in that. We gave all kinds of details about the meeting, and they wanted to distance themselves from that. That had to go all the way, Matt, up to Pope Francis himself, because the PR machine is under his authority, and he knew it was coming out. Now we know. Now we know the details. And here's what's happened. Archbishop Vigano, who has written a letter, 11 pages, bringing to light and actually calling for Pope Francis's resignation because of cover-up that he alleges within the church over this issue of homosexuality, came out with another statement just on the eve of Labor Day about the Kim Davis meeting. And he details point by point how the meeting took place, how Pope Francis approved of the meeting, how some of his high-level handlers approved of the meeting, how it was even vetted with someone who was an expert in canon law and also American law, former judge, and it was approved and that the meeting took place. He goes through all of that.
Yeah.
And then he ultimately states that Lombardi and Rosica tried to change the narrative. Now, amazingly, Lombardi and Rosica, the Sunday before Labor Day, they came out with a statement trying to attack Vigano. But in their statement, Matt, for the first time, they publicly acknowledge that it was a private meeting, that the Pope and his handlers did agree. So what we now know is that they lied. And what we had said back in 2015 was correct.
100% accurate. So the optics that the liberal pro-homosexual faction within the church, they hated the optics of the Pope meeting with Kim Davis, who had become a bit kind of the face of the pro-family, pro-marriage movement and religious liberty and taking a stand for marriage and against the radical deconstruction and redefinition of marriage, anti-Christian, anti-biblical, and anti-Catholic, by the way. They did not like that, so they lied. Now we know they're now acknowledging that they lied, and 100% vindication for Kim Davis and for Liberty Council were proven true.
And we've got all the details there on our website of the press releases as well,
yeah,
so you can read all the details of what
happened. Go to our website, and we have two detailed press releases with hot links to a lot of other information, September 1 and September 3. This was over the Labor Day weekend. September 1 and September 3, you can look at those press releases at lc.org. Now, why is this important? It's important because what's taking place, obviously, within the Catholic Church is also taking place within the Protestant Church. Mm-hmm. And it's not just in America, it's worldwide. And it's over this issue of human sexuality, particularly homosexuality. So I encourage you to stay strong, to pray for your church leaders, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Protestant, for your local church, for the church worldwide. Remember that Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. And that means that the church needs to be the salt and light of our community, not just in America, but around the world. There are faithful people all around the world that are being under attack because they adhere to the biblical teachings of human sexuality and to what the Bible says. Stand with us, stand with Liberty Council as we continue to fight the battle. Go to lc.org for more information. Pray for the ministry and support Liberty Council financially, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community. The website again, lc.org.